Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
To Bollywood is for Lovers. I'm Erin Fraser.
And I'm Matt Bose. In this episode, we're going to discuss some of the biggest rising stars in Bollywood by looking at four recent films.
First up, Manish Sharma's 2010 rom-com Band Baja Bharat with Anushka Sharma and Ranveer Singh. Then, Karan Johar's 2012 hit Student of the Year with Siddharth Malhotra, Varun Dhawan, and Alia Bhatt.
And we're going to follow that up with another Manish Sharma film, Should Desi Romance, this time featuring Sushant Singh Rajput and Parineeti Chopra. And then finally, we're going to take a look at Arjun Kapoor and Sonakshi Sinha in Amit Ravindras Sharma's Tevar.
So, welcome back, listeners. Matt, I feel like it's been forever since we recorded.
Well, it's been two weeks.
It's already October.
Yeah, it's true.
We're halfway through.
The leaves have fallen, and the grim death of winter is coming soon.
And your birthday is tomorrow.
My birthday is tomorrow. I'm an old man.
Who would you want to do your item number birthday song?
That's an incredibly exciting idea. I don't know. Probably, Priyanka?
Priyanka?
Yeah.
Chopra?
That'd be good. Yeah, if she's listening.
I'm sure she is.
She can get here tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure between filming for Quantico and like two films, she's finding time to make it out to Edmonton tomorrow to celebrate your birthday.
For free.
Yeah, that's your surprise. I can't wait.
Yeah. Did you see that picture of her her house coat that she wears around at the Quantico set?
No.
It says Pranks on the back. I guess that's her nickname. It's pretty good.
Well, speaking Pranks of Quantico, you haven't watched it at all.
No, I haven't watched a moment one of the film.
No, but...
Or TV show.
Sorry. Yeah. So, for those of you that are unaware, Priyanka Chopra, one of the biggest Bollywood actresses, is currently starring in an ABC drama, primetime drama, as an FBI agent who is accused of a big terrorist attack, and she has to remember kind of her training at the FBI training facility, Quantico, to figure out who actually is the terrorist, because it's someone from her class.
Her graduating class of, like, when she was at Quantico, the school?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's got kind of, you know, some intrigue and some flashbacking. Flashbacks are very Bollywood, although they don't go for, like, extended periods of time and tell, like, completely other stories and other genres, unfortunately.
So she's Jack Bowering around in the present while trying to remember things that were pertinent from school?
Yeah, well, she's on the lam. Was Jack Bauer ever on the lam?
I'm sure he was denied by his agency at some point.
Yeah. I don't watch a lot of television.
That you say television, yeah.
Because I'm too busy watching, you know, 2+ hour-long Bollywood films every night. But I caught up with the first 3 episodes, and it's all right. It's not necessarily my cup of tea, and it's got a lot of twists and turns that I can't really understand how they're going to sustain this for, like, a 20-plus episodes series.
Mm-hmm.
But it's doing very, very well. And so I'm very happy for Priyanka Chopra and that many people are kind of discovering what a talent she is. It's also the dialogue in it. It's not great. The dialogues, yeah.
Dialogues are poor.
It's very, like, exposition-y. Like, they're always explaining. There's a line in the second episode where she says to another character, like, why would I shoot the man that we both love? And I'm just like, It's not
good. That seems like a pertinent question.
It's not good, though. But that's when she drops it, that she's in love with him. We didn't know up to this point. I don't know. Anyways, Quantico, I'm sure some of the listeners have been checking it out, and I'm going to keep with it. And so might check in from time to time and let you know how Quantico's doing. But so far, it's all right.
Quantico, no go?
You know, again, I don't know if this kind of drama is my thing. I guess this is very much in the vein of what ABC is currently doing with all of their, what's the name of that woman who did Grey's Anatomy and Scandal and Anatomy of How to Get Away with Murder?
Mm-hmm.
Shonda Rhimes. It's not a Shonda Rhimes film show, but I guess it's supposed to be similar to what she does, and I'm not used to that pacing, but I don't know. We'll see how it goes. It's 20 episodes. It's a lot of commitment for me when there are so many movies I could be watching.
Very true. Do you know what is a kind of drama you can get behind? Comments on iTunes.
Yes, and we have a new review.
Yeah.
From CocoNewt_JF, who I believe is Juliet Franklin. And would you like to do the honors, Matt, of reading our latest review?
Sure. So CocoNewtJF says, educational and delightful. Matt and Aaron approach the topic of Bollywood with fresh eyes and open hearts. Their journey through Bollywood invites you along so that we can all learn, understand, and appreciate more together. All right. Thank you, Juliet.
We really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
You're the best, and we hope to see you soon and catch up with some of the big releases coming out around Christmas time.
Yeah.
So look forward to maybe eventually hearing from Juliet.
Yeah, she might have a friendly appearance on the show, I think.
If you are as cool as Juliet, which I hope so, you can also leave us a review on iTunes and we will read it out on air. We are very appreciative of our iTunes reviews and encourage every and all listeners, if you enjoy the show, to let us know what you think and give us some feedback. We also received an answer to our plea for Akshay Kumar recommendations.
Yeah, a listener reached out to us through our Podomatic page. And her name was?
Simone Clark.
And she mentioned that Namaste London is an Akshay Kumar film with Katrina Kaif that would be a good one to watch to see why people like him. So we've added that to our big list of movies, and we'll get to it when we get to it. But it's nice to, you know, hear back on what to look for when looking at an Akshay Kumar film.
And this isn't an action film. It's more of a romance. So I'm kind of curious.
Yeah. Well, I would, you know, I'm still up to see what ass-kicking role is the one that made him famous. So if anyone else out there has a favorite Akshay film with guns blazing and kicks to the face or some excellent slaps, let me know.
Or any recommendations ever. We're always open to hearing what Bollywood films you like and that we should watch.
Yeah, speaking of that, we've set up a Facebook page for the show where people can interact with us and, you know, let us know if they like the show. And, yeah, if you have any recommendations for topics or movies we should check out, I would encourage you to look at the show notes for this episode where we will have the Facebook link.
So give us a like if you like us. And, yeah, you can now keep in touch with the show in more ways.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to the topic of this episode. This is a bit of a follow-up to an episode that we did.
Our second episode.
Yeah, our second episode, where we went through many of the major stars in Bollywood and talked a bit about some of their popular films and their persona. And now we're going to look at some of the biggest rising stars in Bollywood who are appearing kind of in all of the big new movies and are poised to be the next big thing. Now, I want to put a disclaimer right out there at the front. Between these two episodes, we will not mention every Bollywood star by any means. We're not even going to mention every Bollywood star that we love. You know, people like Kangana Ranaut.
Mm-hmm. Shouts to Bomani Rani.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Even Farhan Akhtar, who I know we mentioned a lot, but we did not profile in that episode, or Irfan Khan.
We talked about Farhan in the Luck by Chance. So.
Yeah.
And Dilip Thadakkani. Yeah, he's just awesome.
Unfortunately, we can't fit everyone in. So I apologize if we, you know, between the two episodes, do not mention your favorite star. It is not necessarily because we don't also like them, but it's because these are the actors and actresses who who are popular and fit in kind of with the conversation that we're trying to have.
Yeah, why not head over to our Facebook site and on the post for this episode, let us know which star you think was unfairly overlooked.
Okay. Look forward to the challenge.
Yeah.
So our first film
is Bamba Jabarat, which is it translated into English is Bands, Horns, and Revelry. Came out in 2010.
I believe the international title, though, was something like The Wedding Planners.
The Wedding Planners. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Came out in 2010, directed by Banish Sharma, and stars Anushka Sharma and Ranveer Singh. Any relation between Anushka and the director?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay.
Yeah, always keep in mind, in the Bollywood film industry, just because people have the same last name doesn't mean that they're related, although sometimes they are, so...
Yeah, a lot of name repeats, so it's always good to check.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this movie is about dueling wedding planners, and it's delightful, really.
Yeah, so if you described to me just the plot of this film, but didn't say that it was a Bollywood movie, and I thought it was a Hollywood movie, I would roll my eyes and, you know, completely dismiss it. But because it's a Bollywood movie, I think it's the greatest plot ever. And this is, I think, one of the most enjoyable rom-coms that I have seen in years. I love this movie.
Yeah, Anushka plays a young woman just coming out of school who wants to start a wedding planning company. Ranveer Singh plays kind of a, you know, aimless, almost a drifter guy who's also, I think he's at school with her.
He
meets her at school anyway.
Yeah.
And he kind of crashes one of the weddings she's planned for a family member and just starts eating all the free food. And she realizes that he's kind of a party catalyst type who she could kind of use to make the wedding she plans more exciting. So they team up and they start a very popular wedding planning practice. Until, you know, they end up together and then things go horribly wrong.
Yeah, it's a pretty classic rom-com structure where, you know, a couple are put in a position where they can't fall in love, but of course inevitably they do, and then they become, like, one another's enemy. And then the film has to, you know, kind of get them back together. And I don't think that's ruining anything, but...
No, that's just up to the interval, really. Like, there's a lot more plot that happens after that.
And what's really kind of delightful about this film is Anushka Sharma and Ranveer Singh. Mm-hmm. Like, independently, they have so much vitality, so much life, and just kind of these personas, these screen presence that just really invite you in and you have a good time. And then together, their chemistry is phenomenal.
Yeah, and Ranveer was in the movie you mentioned as a good entry to Bollywood in general.
He was also in yours.
Oh, yeah, he was. He's both in Gunde and Dil Da Dakhne Do, where he plays, I would say, well, in Dil Da Dakhne Do, he's a similar guy to Bamba Jabarat. But in Gunde, he's a completely different, like, muscular He-Man type guy. But in this one, he's just kind of... He's not emerging with that persona fully formed. He's just kind of like an average, likable guy.
Yeah, this was his first film role, and he won the Best Male debut at the Filmfare Awards for it. And it was a relatively surprising box office success. So, for the most part, big films in the Bollywood film industry feature a lot of big brand name stars. And usually when they launch a new actor or actress, it's alongside someone who is already established.
Like Anushka Sharma showing up in her first film with Shah Rukh Khan.
Yes, Rab Nibbana Di Jodi.
Yeah.
In 2008. So Anushka was somewhat established. She had done a couple films, only two. Ban Baja Bharat was her third film. So still not a big box office draw, but this film, you know, was relatively successful, and I think has gone on to be a much beloved film of kind of contemporary Bollywood fans. It's, you know, one of those must-sees, I would say.
I can see almost every song from this being played at every wedding from now on.
Yeah, so what is it about this film that you find so infectious, especially for a guy, you know, who would never go out of his way to watch a movie about competing wedding planners?
Yeah, if this was a Hollywood film and it wasn't like maybe a spoof movie, like a Will Ferrell movie about wedding planners, I'd maybe go see. But this one, I think that the performances, the actors are very, very engaging and you like them right away. And the song and dance numbers are fantastic. They're in constant rotation here at Biffle headquarters. We like them a lot, and it's really...
Which one's your favorite? Is it Dum Dum?
Well, Dum Dum is the triumphant, large-scale, super-rich people wedding song that they perform. And I do like that one a lot. It's just got a great spectacle to it. But I also like the first one they do, which I don't remember the name off the top of my head, but we'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Great song. And it's kind of at a more...
It's diegetic.
It is diegetic. It's at a
Well, so is Dum Dum, but this is more... It has more of that kind of dil-da-dak and a do feel of this just spontaneously happening.
Well, that's the scene when Ranveer kind of shows that he can really get people excited. So it's a small Punjabi wedding that they don't have a big budget for. And his infectious, dancing gets everyone really excited for this party. And we as the audience also get really excited for the party.
I think both characters here are really relatable as well. Like, Ranveer Singh and Anushka Sharma both kind of play really down-to-earth type characters who, they have, kind of dreams, things that they want to fulfill in life, but they're also just kind of feeling out, kind of this new adulthood and this new independence they have. And I think, the coming-of-age genre is very popular in Hindi cinema. And I think that's because it kind of puts us back in that place of those feelings. And for us, only in our late 20s, I think it wasn't that long ago that we remember kind of having to figure things out again and falling in love with someone who, you didn't think at the time was going to be the right person. And you really had to kind of put yourself out there and be vulnerable.
Whoa. Spoiler alert here.
What?
Just for us.
Okay. I understand. Yes. I guess we have never mentioned that on the show. We are actually in a relationship.
That's why the show is called what it is.
Yeah, I know. But,
yeah.
People out there who don't know us.
Now the secret zone.
Yes. Bon Bajra Bara just makes my heart a flutter and pump, and I can't help but profess my my admiration for you, Matt.
You see those two in the movie, and it does feel almost like a classic screen pairing.
Yeah, which they Jodi, as they call in Hindi cinema.
And then they go on to do another one called Ladies versus Ricky Ball, where they're playing much less down-to-earth characters. And I liked it, but it's...
It's another Manish Sharma film, too.
Yeah, I don't
he
know if...
He loves Ranveer Singh and
I don't know
Anushka
if I would go
Sharma.
With that one. Like, it's perhaps a little bit more advanced, let's say. Like, it's not quite as immediately enjoyable.
Yeah, but I mean, I will say, and we're talking about another Manish Sharma in this episode, his kind of sense of vitality and youthfulness, coupled with, I think, just some jaw-droppingly gorgeous cinematography. Like, his films are really colorful and really vibrant. I find kind of his point of view very infectious. And I think he also really brings the best out of young actors, especially the women. So just kind of some quick points here about Anushka Sharma. As I said, her first film was opposite Shah Rukh Khan. It was Rab Ne Bana Di Jodi. And it was a huge Yash Raj romance made by Aditya Chopra. He hasn't made a film since, although it's been announced that he's going to make another one. And was a major success, but, that can largely be attributed to Shah Rukh. She has gone on, though, to really establish herself in the Hindi cinema scene with other films like Ladies vs. Ricky Bell, Jab Tak Hai Jaan, which Yash Chopra directed.
It was and it's last. Another Shah Rukh Khan joint.
Yeah, with Katrina Kaif, and that was the last film that he directed. PK, NH10, which she also produced, Bombay Velvet, and Dil Dhadakne Do. She was nominated for Best Actress at the Filmfare Awards for Band Baja Bharat, but she didn't win. She did, however, win Best Supporting Actress in 2013 for Jab Tak Hai Jaan, which she's the best part of that movie.
She's also great in Bombay Velvet, where she plays, it's kind of a noir gangster-influenced film, and she plays kind of the gangster's mall, and she does a great job at that.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a lot of range.
And she does have a lot of range, and I will essentially see an Anushka Sharma film at this point, sight unseen, because I find her so relatable and so interesting.
Yeah.
I think she's really, you know, she started out doing these romantic comedies and has since really branched out. Bombay Velvet is this Hollywood-inspired crime saga. It's very much reminiscent of kind of 1930s gangster flicks, as well as James Ellroy's L.A. Quartet, directed by Anurag Kashyap. And I think, you know, it was a commercial flop, unfortunately, but I think a very kind of bold and different role for her.
It does kind of feel like a cinephiles movie. Like, I could see it not being a huge crowd pleaser, because I feel like you might have to have a little bit of knowledge of 30s gangster pics to really get it. But it also features Karan Johar, who we're going to talk about in a second.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that you would kick Ranveer Singh out of bed for eating crackers, though.
I do want to say, though, that NH10 is also a very interesting film, the one that she produced. It's kind of a action flick or a survival flick featuring a woman, more of kind of like a Kill Bill type of scenario, although not as high concept. Very interesting. And again, you know, she's creating that kind of role for herself.
Yeah, but come on here. Here's the guy you want to talk about, Ranveer Singh. He's your favorite,
yeah,
right?
Hands down, Ranveer Singh is my favorite actor, like, currently working anywhere. And yes, it probably has something to do with his six pack.
Mm-hmm.
But he...
I think he works out.
Oh, I know he works out. He's friends with like an uncle at his gym. Like, he's got like a like fitness friend.
Yeah.
Just like this old uncle at his gym.
Like, Ranveer's
a
guy.
There's a BuzzFeed article on it.
Ranveer's definitely a guy who's not afraid of the public image, and he really like kind of courts the media. Like, he definitely takes a lot of selfies of himself doing weird things just to basically amuse himself.
He is a character, and I find sometimes the Bollywood media doesn't seem to quite know what to do with him. But I think he is like 100% fabulous. I absolutely adore him.
Well, wasn't he discovered working at a Starbucks in America?
Well, he wasn't discovered there, but he did work in a Starbucks in the U.S., yes.
Yeah. That's a really interesting story that he became a gigantic, you know, Bollywood superstar after that.
Well, he went back to India, and he has some connections to the Hindi film industry. He is Sonam Kapoor's cousin. Sonam Kapoor is the daughter of Anil Kapoor, who is a very big star, and he is her maternal cousin. So he is the nephew of Anil Kapoor's wife.
Oh, that's interesting. So because Anil Kapoor is the patriarch in Dil Dhadakne Do.
Yes.
So they do have a family relationship.
Yeah. So he does know some people in the industry, and he came back to India, and he was studying in the States acting, and he went back to India and kind of like, you know, hit the pavement and applied some of his connections. And from what I understand, they auditioned a lot of people for the role for Van Baja Bharat, and he got it. I was watching Coffee with Karan, as I tend to do sometimes, and Ranveer Kapoor said that was the role he regretted turning down. And it's really kind of turned Ranveer into a star.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ranveer Singh is probably with Ranveer Kapoor's ex-girlfriend, Deepika Padukone. Mm-hmm. Everyone is very secretive in Bollywood about their relationships, but I think it's pretty obvious that Ranveer Singh and Deepika Padukone are dating.
He also has amazing fashion sense. I think you'll link to a few of these in the show notes. But he
link to these all the time in our Tumblr, too. He's currently on the cover of Vogue India with Deepika Padukone, and he looks amazing.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to his film coming out in December of this year.
Yeah, so some of his other films, which I think we've mentioned on the podcast already, include Ladies vs. Ricky Ball, Lutera, which is a gorgeous film,
Ramlila, which has a really long name that we're not saying, but Ramlila, which is where we get the picture that's on our podcast track image there.
Gunde and Dil Dhadakne Do, and we're really looking forward to Bajrang Mastani. He's the complete package. You know, he can do comedy, he can do drama. He's gorgeous to look at, and I think one of the most charismatic people I've seen on screen in a long time.
Really funny too.
Really funny. Moving on, though.
Talking about Coffee with Karan.
Talking about Coffee with Karan, we have a film directed by Karan Johar.
Karan Johar, who is the villain in Bombay Velvet, which featured Anushka Sharma. It's all a web, people. Everything connects. Anyway, he is a fabulous director in Bollywood, who, on the side, hosts a kind of celebrity chat show?
Yes, Coffee with Karan. Karan Johar, he's a director, he's a producer, he's also done some costume design and other things behind the scenes, and he's an actor and is a force to be reckoned with. His company, Dharma Productions, is very powerful and very commercially successful. And Student of the Year, which stars Siddharth Malhotra, Varun Dhawan, Ali Abad, and Rishi Kapoor, was a surprise box office smash.
In 2012, when it came out,
2012. Yeah. And it was a surprise smash because, for the most part, films are built on star casts, and Siddharth Malhotra, Varun Dhawan, and Ali Abad were all newcomers in this film. This was all their first film. He debuted an entirely new lineup of future stars and was successful with this. And this has really kind of changed the current state of Bollywood. These three individuals became overnight sensations, and it was proven that you didn't necessarily need big stars in order to make a successful film.
Yeah.
That being said, Karan Johar is such an institution that I feel like anything he touched would turn to gold, except Bombay Velvet.
Yeah, he made Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham, which every...
And My Name is Khan.
Yeah, which every Indian person that we know in our personal lives is kind of like... That's the movie you watched in the 90s. You watched it like 100 times.
Mm-hmm. It's great. It is long and very melodramatic. But yeah. why don't you explain the plot of Student of the Year?
Well, it's also perhaps a little bit melodramatic. It takes place at an elite prep school where Siddharth Malhotra, Varun Dhawan, and Ali Abad are students. And at this school, Siddharth and Varun kind of start off with a rivalry toward each other. Varun's been there before. He's like the cool guy on campus, whereas Siddharth's the new guy. And they have a kind of a sports rivalry. They both play football. But then they become friends. Ali Abad is dating Varun, and he's a bit of a playboy, so he's got girls on the side. So there's a love triangle between the three of them.
Who is Ali Abad in this film?
Ali Abad plays Shania.
The delight that I get from her portrayal, her character in this film, is never ending.
Yeah. So the inciting incident of the movie is actually that he's the dean of the school, right? The dean of the school gets sick probably 5 or 6 years.
Playing an outwardly gay character.
Yeah, that's Rishi Kapoor, who, if I remember right, is top billed in the movie too.
Yeah, well, because he would have been the big star.
He was the only, like, established star. So in the future, like 5 or 6 years after the events of most of the movie, he's sick and all of his students have come to the hospital to meet him. And along the way, they're telling stories about what happened to them. So the Student of the Year competition takes place every year at this school. And in order to win it, you have to win a dance competition, or at least survive a dance competition, do
First, it's intellect. You have to, like, pass some tests.
Yeah.
Then it's revealed, like, the people who made it past that phase, I guess it's, like, 10 people or so, then they're in a dance competition.
Mm-hmm. Then there's a scavenger hunt, and then there's a triathlon.
I think the scavenger hunt is before the dance competition. Point is, it's a crazy set of tasks.
Yeah, and one of the characters who's named Pseudo, that's his kind of nickname at the school, he actually gets really mad at the dean because he's not an athletic guy, so participating in a triathlon's not his thing. He's not a great dancer, and he couldn't even get a date to the dance thing. And he's completely apoplectic about the fact that this esteemed honor that should perhaps just be based on intellect alone is excluding certain members of the student body. So,
would you have given Pseudo Student of the Year?
I mean, he's a decent guy.
He doesn't have the fashion sense of Shania.
Yeah, he's not Shania. But he is kind of the viewpoint character, at least for the beginning of the film. It's a good movie. It's one of the many sort of coming-of-age, young people at school, just leaving school. A lot of those movies we've watched getting ready for this podcast. And I think, again, this one has really, really good musical numbers, including a cover version, I guess you'd say, of Disco Diwani.
Oh, that's such a good song. Karan Johar really understands kind of spectacle. He understands spectacle, and he understands mixing the entertainment and the melodrama. He knows why people want to go to the movies, and he wants to deliver that. And so kind of, I do think of the films that we've seen, he tends to be a little surface. He doesn't always dig deeper, although that being said, we haven't seen My Name is Khan yet. But they're really, like, enjoyable and really entertaining. And sure, all these characters are rather stereotyped. So, you know, Siddharth Malhotra is the new guy at school who's there on a scholarship who isn't as well off and kind of has to prove himself. Varun Dhawan is, you know, the big man on campus.
He's basically Reggie from the Archie comics.
Yeah, and his girlfriend, Shania, played by Aaliyah Bhatt, is, you know, the queen bee. And
the Veronica, let's say.
All the girls are either, you know, trying to steal Varun from her with the, like, sanction of their parents.
Yeah, he's definitely a good get.
Yeah, or they're best friends with her because that will improve their social standings. Although I think her and her best friend have a genuine relationship. And these three, for the most part, I find really impactful and really delightful on screen. And I say for the most part because, you know what, I think Siddharth Malhotra and Varun Dhawan don't hold a candle to Aaliyah Bhatt.
She's definitely the standout actress as far as we've seen in other films. I mean, you've seen a couple more with Malhotra and Dhawan, but Aaliyah Bhatt definitely has a really, really good range.
Yeah.
We watched another movie with her called Highway.
Which was her second film. Well, okay, I guess technically her third. So her first film was Student of the Year, but she had a brief role as a child in Sangharsh. She's the daughter of the filmmaker and producer Mahesh Bhatt. So she's from a filmy family and kind of earlier had a very small role in something. This is kind of her first feature role. And Highway is really only her second film. And she won the Filmfare Critics Award for Best Actress, and deservedly so.
Yeah. I think with her, she's kind of got like a posh image.
You should explain Highway really quickly, though.
Sure. In Highway, she's a rich young woman who is abducted by thieves who... They're robbing a gas station, and they take her car as a getaway vehicle. But she does have kind of a connection with the leader of the gang.
Played by Randy Pouda.
Yeah, who kind of goes on the lam with her. And we find out that her life of being a rich girl is actually pretty terrible. And so much so that being on the lam with a hoodlum who stole her car is actually preferable. Mm-hmm. And there's really, really great landscape photography and just like a quiet story that really, really works for both of them.
Yeah, there's a depth to her performance in Highway that I don't necessarily think you see in Student of the Year. That being said, I still think she's clearly the big attraction in Student of the Year for me. Her character is kind of, you know, this classic mean girl queen bee type who really reveals to have kind of, you know, a lot more going on beneath the surface. There's a lot more depth than she kind of, you know, is put upon to be this perfect daughter and this perfect kind of student and everything. And she's not necessarily, you know, embodies that character.
And another quick note about Student of the Year, Farah Khan was on hand for the dance choreography, and she even appears during the song, the disco song, which is their cover of Disco Divani.
She has a cameo.
So Farah Khan, who directed Luck by Chance, which we talked about earlier, and Dildo Dakane Do, which we talked about on our first episode. Mm-hmm. So just, it seems like Student of the Year, apart from not having...
Explaining the web more.
Yeah, Student of the Year, not having a big star behind it, apart from Rishi Kapoor, it was kind of a class act all around. Like, they really tried as hard as they could to make a good movie, and it was very successful.
Rishi Kapoor is not necessarily a huge box office draw at this point, and the way in which these three young actors became overnight sensations is kind of insane. And I think very much built on the reputation and the success that Karan Johar has, that he was able to pluck these three people, not completely out of obscurity, but make them into stars. So some of Aaliyah Bhatt's other films include Two States and Humpty Sharma Ki Dahaniya and the upcoming Shandar, which I cannot wait to see.
Shandar looks great. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Two States in 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, in our second segment. But going back to the boys for a second, Siddharth Malhotra.
Siddharth looks great without a shirt on. Again, shirtless guys, a kind of a recurring theme in our podcast and in Bollywood in general, I'd say. One of many scenes with him being on the swim team, showering, just... I can see what Karan likes about him.
Like I said, Karan Johar knows why people go to the movies, and he delivers. So Siddharth Malhotra, he had previously assisted Karan Johar as an assistant director on My Name is Khan, as had Varun Dhawan.
They were assistant directors?
They were assistant directors on My Name is Khan with Karan Johar, and then he cast them in their next film and made them into huge stars.
That's a really interesting career path.
It is. Well, there's a bit of that going around of people kind of assisting on sets before they get a break acting.
That's one of the things I love about Bollywood is that a lot of the stars have talents on the production end as well. Thinking about Farah Khan or Farhan Akhtar, just people who...
Sonakshi Sinha, who we will be talking about in our next segment, did costume work.
Yeah, they have talents on top of being gorgeous actors, and I think that's really amazing.
Unfortunately, with the exception of Student of the Year, Siddharth Malhotra hasn't made a huge impact to me. Some of his other films include Hasi to Fasi, which also features Parineeti Chopra, who we'll be talking about, Ek Villain, which is a remake of the South Korean film I Saw the Devil. It's a crazy strange remake of I Saw the Devil, and overall to me it wanted to recapture some of that Gajini magic, and I don't think it does. And Brothers, Blood Against Blood, which is a remake of Warrior with Tom Hardy, also starring Akshay Kumar, which unfortunately I haven't seen. So he...
Yeah, two brothers forced to fight each other in MMA matches.
Yeah, so unfortunately Siddharth Malhotra hasn't made a huge impact to me.
But he's a star. His movies do well,
he's
right?
Rising, yeah. And I think he's got some stuff lined up that might prove to be noteworthy. Varun Dhawan, on the other hand... has kind of impressed me. So he's the son of director David Dhawan, who he then starred in Main Tara Hero, which David Dhawan directed and Varun Dhawan was in. And Humpty Sharma Ki Dahaniya, which again paired him up with Alia Bhatt, and which is another like really charming and really successful rom-com that if you... find that you enjoy that mode of Bollywood filmmaking, I highly recommend. And ABCD2,
which stands for Anybody Can Dance.
Right? Anybody Can Dance 2, which
it's kind of their step up series.
It is their step up series, and ABCD2 was produced by Disney of all people, and he looks great in it, and it's like supposedly adapted from like the true story of this one dance trip, but I don't know if like hip hop is the best mode of dancing for Bollywood. That's not why I come. And the kind of critically praised Bad Lapore. So Student of the Year is I think we would recommend it as kind of a really interesting film, especially to see these three young actors, right?
It's another good film if you're not familiar with a lot of the star persona. Although I will say there is a scene where it is predicated on your knowledge of Amitabh Bachchan films. And not only that, it even cuts a scene from one of his movies into the movie as they're trying to solve a riddle, which... kind of a weird thing that happens, but it's still cool.
Kajol also has a great friendly, and it was when I recognized Kajol in this friendly that I knew that I, was finally starting to get Bollywood.
Yeah, this is
like
real...
I was finally like I could recognize Kajol in this friendly. I have made it.
Yeah, between this
all and, this watching has paid off.
Between this and Band Bajo Barat, they are both like kind of candy colored, super fun rom coms that probably anyone could enjoy, I would say.
So, time for interval. And we will be playing a song from Student of the Year. We're playing Kukad, which is the song that introduces Siddharth Malhotra as the new kid on campus. So, seemed a little thematically relevant to me.
It's a song about how he's a cool new guy that everyone's going to love.
And
he's basically Tiny Rick.
Okay, sure. And the dance sequence for this is really quite incredible because, like, everyone on this campus, which is like St. Teresa's, gets into this dance about how this new guy is there. It's very similar to a scene in Kabi Kushi Kabi Gum when Hrithik Roshan shows up at school. Mm-hmm. Although this entire film is set within that school universe, and they abandon the school universe pretty quickly in Kabi Kushi Kabi Gum until they have to return for the strangest prom scene I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's probably within the same cinematic universe, too.
Maybe.
Like the Karan Johar cinematic universe.
So please enjoy, and we'll be back after this song.
Welcome back. That was the song Kukad from Student of the Year. So we're going to be moving on to another movie featuring some young Bollywood talent, and it's called Shud Desi Romance.
This is my favorite rom-com, Matt, of like the past at least 15 years, if not ever.
The translated version of the title is A Random Indian Romance, and I will say it is very different from a lot of the rom-coms specifically about marriage that we've watched, where it does have a modern feel to it. It stars Sushant Singh Rajput and Parineeti Chopra as our romantic duo.
There's also Vanni Kapoor, who plays the third part of a love triangle, and Rishi Kapoor again.
Is there any relation between those two?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, but Rishi Kapoor in a similar role to his role as the dean in Student of the Year.
Yeah, he's a wedding planner. Mm-hmm. Who brings together Sushant and Parineeti Chopra. Parineeti Chopra has, I think, my dream job in this movie, Matt. She is hired to attend weddings and speak English to impress, you know, your in-laws' family.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could do it. You could dress up nice and speak English, but I feel like speaking Hindi would probably be your downfall.
They just had to hire me to attend Indian weddings. You can hire me to attend any wedding.
You want to attend just Canadian weddings?
I love attending weddings.
Yeah.
Listeners, if you're out there, invite me to your wedding. I'm so much fun.
Yeah, invite Aaron to your wedding. I'm a little less great at it.
So much fun. I'll dance the night away and, you know, make drunk toasts. Yeah, you definitely want me there.
Party catalyst right here.
So, Sushant Singh Rajput is... he's having an arranged marriage to Vanni Kapoor. And Parineeti Chopra is hired to be a part of kind of his groom party.
Yeah.
And on the way to the wedding...
on a long bus trip where they sit together.
He strikes up a conversation with Parineeti Chopra, which ends in them kissing. And then he leaves Vanni Kapoor at the altar quite embarrassingly.
Yeah, I guess one thing that this movie has that is different from a lot of the movies about marriage is that both of them are essentially orphans.
Mm-hmm.
There's no family dynamic that's driving them towards love affairs and marriage and whatnot, apart from Rishi Kapoor, who's essentially both of their dads.
Yeah. Well, Vanni Kapoor's character has... like, she was taken in by some distant relatives, and they feel responsible for her. And Parineeti Chopra mentions, like, her dad back home. But for the most part, we don't see these characters connected to huge family units like you do in other films. Anyway, Sushant ends up, tracking Parineeti down, and they fell in love and quickly start a live-in relationship, and then...
again, a little bit out of the ordinary.
Decide to get married, because that's what you do. I mean, the only reason he was getting married in the first place at the beginning was because he thought that what you do, that's the next step in your life. So they decide to get married, and Parineeti Chopra leaves him at the altar.
There's probably, what, at least 5 or 6 runaway bride/groom scenarios in this movie?
For a film that is so much about weddings and the decision to get married, I, as a, you know, perpetually unmarried woman, you know, in a common law relationship that is, you know, rather intent on maintaining common law, find this movie incredibly relatable because it really is about the choice that you make in life to, you know, want to be with someone without making those traditional commitments. It's very modern in that sense. And there's scenes where the characters are speaking directly at the screen and kind of talking about their relationships and what love means to them and how they react. And it's also very honest. You know, these people have premarital sex and, you know, it's kind of much more contemporary than I think we usually see. We're not being sold the same message about the importance of marriage.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of don't love the talking directly to the camera. I found this movie a little bit long. Aww. And I think that was maybe the problem, but there is a kind of a
You break my heart, Matt. This is my favorite rom-com ever.
There is kind of a fun variation on this once Veni Kapoor comes back in the picture and then she starts talking too. But on the whole, if you're going to go for a wedding-based romantic comedy, I would go Ban Bajaj Bharat over this. But between the two of them, you do get a good view as to what modern Indian marriage, the entire architecture around it is.
Yeah, I think both Ban Bajaj Bharat and to a greater extent Shah Desi Romance kind of deconstruct this industry around getting married. And I wouldn't say that it's that either film is completely negative towards it, though Shah Desi Romance has a bit more depth than Ban Bajaj Bharat, because in Ban Bajaj Bharat it's really kind of just their jobs and they're really happy about what they do. Whereas in Shah Desi Romance, I think you're more aware of how this industry and this kind of, you know, push towards tradition is in some way pushing young people, you know, pushing the early 20-somethings into making decisions that they're not necessarily ready for, that they're not prepared for, and that they might not want. Mm-hmm. But they do so because it's a part of the culture that they live in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I admit, you know, that sometimes I feel that pressure. And so this rom-com that I thought was so kind of light on its feet and refreshingly honest about how not everyone wants to succumb to that pressure. Some people want to just kind of live together and be together, and that's what's important for them. And just because you've reached a certain stage of love and romance doesn't mean that your next step is to get married. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no plan. And I feel like I've seen very few films that take this approach. Like, I find this film far more progressive than even Hollywood rom-coms. Mm-hmm. It's very progressive for kind of the Indian context, but, you know, I just think it's out and out progressive. But we should talk about our main actors here. So
yeah, Rajput, you know, I really liked him in another movie. I liked him in another movie, which we watched a few months ago, called Detective Byomkesh Bakshi, which was super fun. So Byomkesh Bakshi is kind of the Indian equivalent to Sherlock Holmes. Mm-hmm. He's written by a Bengali writer who did, like,
it's kind of Sherlock Holmes meets Dashiell Hammett. Yeah. It's noir-y.
There's, like, 10 or 12 novels about this guy, and it takes place in the 30s leading up to World War I. Mm-hmm. And
no, World War II.
World War II,
because the Japanese play a big part.
You know, potential Japanese invasion of Calcutta, which is the city that Byomkesh is trying to protect. And it's a really fun murder mystery slash kind of hard-boiled, pulpy action film, which I would love to see, like, three more of them. There's a bunch of novels, so why not? And there's apparently been lots of TV shows about this character, and I think Rajput does a great job of being an idiosyncratic detective who, for one, can't stand the sight of blood.
He's very good in it, and I think he's equally good in Shah Desi Romance. His character isn't necessarily the most likable. He's not the most likable in either film. But I think he, you know, clearly has an actorly presence.
You feel like there's a rich inner life with his characters. He might be doing, in the, like, the Shah Desi Romance guy, he's kind of an asshole. You don't really like a lot of the things he does, but like it is understandable why he would, because he is a young man who doesn't really know what he wants.
He's kind of like a Scott Pilgrim type character.
He is a Scott Pilgrim, yeah.
You know, like, yeah, he's not like a, like that likable because he's a 20-something dude who, you know, is chasing girls.
Also, side note, likability in fiction, completely overrated, and you can get a much more entertaining story out of a non-likable protagonist, which is something a lot of people don't get.
Yeah. Some of his other films include...
Sidebar over.
Kai Po Che, which was his first film, and PK, which also featured Anushka Sharma.
I really got to see, apparently.
Yeah, we'll get you to watch that soon. It is one of the... It is currently the highest grossing Bollywood film of all time, so you should probably see it soon. But he'd previously appeared on a popular soap opera and a dance reality show in India. And I noticed something interesting in all the Coffee with Karan that I have watched, and that is... during the quick fires, which is where Karan Johar puts his celebrities on the spot and makes them answer kind of scandalous questions as quickly as possible, and then the person who... And they compete with another actor.
For a basket full of kind of terrible presents.
A hamper.
Like
no,
Starbucks
gift... No, it looks great.
It's like Starbucks gift cards and... I don't know. they're rich, famous stars that...
Anyways, well, we'll have to do an episode at some point on Coffee with Karan, which is not a film, but a television show, but I think kind of important to understanding the personality of some of these actors off screen. Anyways, one of the questions that he asks quite frequently is, you know, who's the best actor out of, and then he will list a lot of up-and-coming actors like Siddharth Malhotra and Varun Dhawan, and then he also asks... who is the most attractive, and then we'll again list these actors. And Sushant always ranks, for the most part, as the person that people think is the best actor, which I wouldn't say I disagree with, although he doesn't hold a candle to Ranveer Singh. And he's always ranked last as the person that people think is the most attractive. And I think that's really unfair, because Sushant is, like, he doesn't necessarily have the physique of the other guys, but he's super cute. I describe him as a kind of Bollywood Ashton Kutcher, because he does kind of have like a young Ashton Kutcher type look, but he has none of that personality. He's much more likable.
He is made up,
but he's
like,
super cute.
He's in Detective Byomkesh Bakshi.
He's got a unibrow. He still looks great.
He's got a unibrow in that one, and not super flattering haircut. But that's the sort of thing that the character has. I feel like he's the sort of actor who will go the extra mile in trying to just be that character. Whereas a lot of Bollywood stars, it's just like, you know, here I am in this movie. I'm basically the same guy every time.
He is going to be playing a famous cricketer in a biopic coming up. And maybe that will finally turn him into the sex symbol that I think Sushant deserves to be.
Yeah. Sexy cricket man.
And then turning to the female lead of this film, Parineeti Chopra, who is, yes, related to Priyanka Chopra. She is her cousin.
Yeah. The web continues.
So Parineeti Chopra, this was not her first film. Her first film was Ladies vs. Ricky Ball.
Where she played Dimple, didn't she?
Yeah, she played Dimple. Kind of like a flighty Punjabi girl who falls in love with Ranveer Singh. And then Ranveer Singh, who plays a con artist, cons her. And even after he's conned her, she doesn't realize.
She's still kind of into him, even though he ripped her off for a bunch of money.
And she won the Filmfare Award for Best Female Debut for Ladies vs. Ricky Ball. She was also nominated for Best Actress for Shed Dizzy Romance. And some of her other films include Isha Kazad with Arjun Kapoor, which I really want to see. Mm-hmm. Hasi Chofasi and Dawat-e-Ishq. Parineeti Chopra is absolutely delightful. And I would say of the films that I've seen, Shud Desi Romance, like the less said about Kill Dill, the better. I have not mentioned it in either Ranveer Singh sections or Parineeti Chopra. And I'm only mentioning it now to say, I know it exists, but the less said about it, the better. But she is absolutely delightful in Shud Desi Romance. And I think from what I've seen, her best performance to date. Well, how did she come off to you, Matt?
She definitely, again, like Singh, Rajput, she does give the impression that there's a lot more going on underneath this character than what we see. And, you know, you hear some sort of pretty damaging things about that character's history, and it's a lot of problems that...
I don't think this is a huge spoiler. I'm just going to say it. And this is one of the aspects that I find progressive about this film. She's had an abortion in the past. Like, she's our lead heroine, and it's admitted. And it's not a huge plot point, so this isn't a huge spoiler.
It's mostly to say that her last relationship didn't end the way that
she
wanted it to.
And she's got some baggage from that. And I find this film so bold for coming right out and placing that as a plot point. Well, as a character point. It's not even part of the plot. It's not like this is an issue film. And that, to me, like, I don't even think I'd see that in a Hollywood rom-com.
One of the interesting things about the movie is that she's acquired a reputation in the part of town where she lives, and there's kind of like an asshole guy walking around like, oh, you're dating her, huh? You're the next guy on the list. And, again, kind of showing a bit of the culture of India where it's, you know, potentially not amazing to be a lady a lot of the time. And I thought that was really interesting about it. She's got, you know, a great look to her. And, yeah, I like her a lot.
Speaking of her looks, I'm a little worried about Parineeti Chopra because she is a little bit larger than kind of your standard young Bollywood star. And that is not me saying she is fat because she is by no means fat. She just, you know, she's a little bit rounder.
She's a bit, she's more normal size.
She's recently lost a ton of weight and, you know, has kind of come out saying that she had to do this to survive in this industry. And after Kill Dill wasn't signing a lot of films, she's finally signed another one. But I think it's unfortunate because certainly one of the things that appealed to me when I first saw her on screen was not just kind of her warm personality and, you know, the depth that she brought to the character that she was playing, but also that, you know, she is relatable as kind of a woman, you know, that she doesn't look necessarily... But she does look as glamorous as other Bollywood stars, but it made you feel like you could be a part of that glamour. And I think it's unfortunate that the pressure of the industry has meant that she's felt the need to lose weight. That being said, she does look amazing. I don't want to shame anyone for working out and losing weight because I know that takes a lot of work.
That is a big plot point in Ladies vs. Ricky Ball, too. That's where they meet.
Is at the gym, yeah. So, you know, certainly I'm proud of her, but I also think that her kind of place in Bollywood is interesting because this is a struggle that, you know, an actress like Alia Bhatt and Anushka Sharma haven't had. So our final film, and this film we chose not necessarily because it was the best film or even the best film to show off the talent of the actors that we wanted to talk about, but because it had the two actors that we wanted to talk about in it.
That's not to say it's bad.
No, it's a terrible film. It's bad.
It could probably stand to be about 45 minutes shorter, but I think the dance sequences are cool. I think the cinematography is very cool. It's worth seeking out, but I wouldn't use it as your first entry point for either of these two actors.
Yeah, every other film that we discuss in this episode, I highly recommend. I think they're really enjoyable. This one, not so much. And this is Tevar, which translates to attitude.
Attitude.
It's directed by Amit Sharma, stars Arjun Kapoor, Sonakshi Sinha, and Manjul Bajpayee. And it is a South Indian remake.
It's what, the fifth time this movie's been made?
Which doesn't mean that, you know, necessarily that the film is going to be bad.
It's usually just, this was a popular film in this language, we'll do it in this one.
And this happens all the time. And I have seen, you know, Gajini is a South Indian remake. It was a remake of a Tamil film. This happens all the time, and these films can sometimes be awesome or huge flops. And in this case, it was a huge flop, both critically and commercially. But we are talking about it because Arjun Kapoor and Sonakshi Sinha are really interesting performers and I think have a huge future in Bollywood.
Yeah, so Arjun plays Pintu, who is a young man who I'm guessing is just out of high school. It's unclear as to how old he is, but he doesn't seem to have a job, so I'm guessing like he's maybe just still in school.
I do appreciate that this film introduced me to a sport I didn't know existed.
Yeah, so he plays a pretty cool sport that we'd never heard of called Kabaddi, which is
Never want to play this.
It seems kind of like competitive, like a Red Rover or almost like team sumo wrestling, where one person who's the raider walks through a bunch of defenders. I think there's like six on a side. So he's trying to get through six people and then getting back to his own side or breaking through them to the next to a line past them. And the thing that the movie doesn't explain, but we had to look up, was that the kabaddi is, you kind of chant kabaddi, kabaddi, kabaddi under your breath because the ref is trying to pay attention to how long you've held your breath for. Like, you take a deep breath and then you try to attack the other side.
And yeah, you can't inhale until you get to the other side. You can only exhale.
Which is insane.
Yeah. I can't believe there's a sport that the points are predicated on people's breathing capacities.
But it's cool. Like, it is kind of, it seems very like a tough masculine sport. Like, oh, I'm going to break through these guys.
And he's apparently great. Anyways, what happens, Matt?
If you see the movie and you're wondering why that he's saying kabaddi, kabaddi, kabaddi under his breath while beating the shit out of a bunch of guys, that's why. Because he's just in the zone of fighting. Anyway, he's, young athlete who gets mixed up with a girl played by Sonakashi, who is, her brother is a reporter who's been menaced by a local mobster played by Bajpai, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
who is terrible here, but was great in Gangs of Wasseypur.
I wouldn't say he's terrible, but he is kind of like an amped up version of that character.
I guess no one is great here. Even Arjun Kapoor and Sonakashi Sinha, who I really like, aren't that great.
Yeah, let me finish.
Okay.
So this local gangster has taken a shine to her after killing her brother, by the way, and basically has decided to marry her even if she doesn't want to be interested at all. So Pintu runs into her and, just being a generally nice guy, thinks
he's,
I should try
Superman.
And help her. Yeah, he likes Superman.
He's like Salman Khan and Arnie and Rambo all rolled into one.
Yeah.
He likes helping people.
That's a fun part of the opening song, is that he just says, yeah, I'm great. I like Salman Khan movies and I'm just here to help people. And he decides to just spirit her away for a weekend until they can get her visa and a passport ready for her to leave the country. And it turns into essentially a battle between him and this gangster, who at one point, probably the funniest part of the movie, he's dangling her over the edge of the building as the gangster looks on in horror.
It's a very, Gwen Stacy moment, but she does not die.
Yeah, and he's saying, okay, I'm going to kill her right now unless you and all your goons take off your pants right now. And while they're taking off their pants, he's lowering her down the side of the building on a rope. And then he jumps off the side of the building and they can't get them because their pants are on their ankles. So this rough, tough gangster who's connected with politics, you know, he's definitely a threat. He decides, I will not put my pants back on until that girl is mine, which is just it's just a very funny thing for a gangster to do. And he, you know, for the next probably hour of the movie, he's just wearing his underpants.
At 2 hours and 40 minutes, this film is way too long. And unfortunately, I unlike Bombay Velvet, which we've mentioned a few times this episode, which was a flop, but not critically. It was, you know, well-liked critically, but it was a commercial flop, I think is well worth seeing. This is a flop that totally deserves to be a flop.
You could probably take a pass on it. Check out a couple of the music numbers online, and if you're an Arjun Kapoor completist, maybe.
Yeah, you could. But the two main stars here, I think, really do have something special about them. So Arjun Kapoor, his first film, was Ishqazad with Parineeti Chopra.
Which I think is probably the only one of his I haven't seen.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah.
It might be. Yeah, we need to see that one. I wanted to watch it for this episode, but because we wanted to talk about Sonakashi, we went with this one instead.
But he's also in Gunde, which you recommended in our very first episode.
He's also in Gunde and Two States opposite Ali Abbat, and Finding Fanny, where he is opposite Deepika Padukone. He's the son of Bani Kapoor, who produced Tevar, which makes him the nephew of Anil Kapoor. And I think this is very much Bani Kapoor. Probably his most famous film is Mr. India. Mm-hmm. And he's worked a lot with Salman Khan. And to me, this film feels very much like Arjun Kapoor trying to pay homage and do Salman Khan.
He does have a... in every movie that I've seen, apart from Two States, he does have kind of a fun jock kind of, like, yeah, I'm a tough guy, everyone likes me, I'm good at sports, that kind of thing. Gunde, his sport is stealing coal from coal trains and beating the crap out of people. But he does have kind of a fun, like, bro-y type guy, like a Salman. In Two States, he plays a really kind of intellectual engineer type guy.
Two States is what we're saying. It's a romance about
a North Indian Alia. And a South Indian.
Yeah, it's with Alia Bhatt and Arjun Kapoor, and he plays a Punjabi boy who falls in love with a Chennai girl. And, you know, they fall in love at school and they have a very kind of modern romance again, you know, premarital sex. And then they have to go back after school to their respective families and they decide to get married. And it's about the culture clash and having to convince their families. And it's based on a novel of the author's own experiences about his own kind of marriage. And it's quite good. And it's entertaining, but also I think very heartfelt. And Arjun Kapoor is part of that. I think Arjun Kapoor has more depth.
He's got heart. You're right. He's got heart.
He does. And he has far more depth than this role that he's given in Tebar, which is very much just kind of like this action good guy thing. He doesn't come alive in it whatsoever. It's very flat. And I don't necessarily think that's his fault.
Mm-hmm.
But he's extremely likable. He also, it's worth saying, has a very popular bromance with Ranveer Singh.
We start with in Gunde,
but yeah. Also, like, you see that off screen as well. So they did this this roast to, you know, Karan Johar that made, like, controversial and made huge waves in India for kind of being a bit off color.
A little racy.
Very racy. And he also hosted awards ceremonies with Ranveer Singh, like the two of them combined. And they're on Copy with Karan.
You know
who
he's kind of like? He's kind of like a Chris Pratt.
He is.
He's
kind
of a lovable doofus.
He is. I really.
Chris Pratt post Guardians of the Galaxy when he's super buff, by the way.
Yeah, I really like him. And I think it's too bad that Tebar is kind of as awful as it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some of his films are well worth seeing. And I think his character in Finding Fanny is also, like, again, has a lot of heart. And Ranveer Singh shows up in that film as well in the most amazing friendly I've ever seen.
Don't ruin it, but it's pretty good.
I won't ruin it. But, you know, he and Deepika Padukone in that film were childhood friends, and unfortunately, he didn't really kind of show how much he loved her. And then they have to get through that on this wacky road trip. It's a really interesting. It's very, like, quirky indie type film.
Quirky old people.
Yeah, really great
they're
movie.
The two young they're the two young people on a road trip with some fun olds.
And again, I think Arjun Kapoor does brooding really well. Like, I really like him, and, you know,
once he gets really mad in Gunde, and decides
that
coal will not be as black as my heart, it's pretty good.
Also, talk about workout goals. I saw some pictures of Arjun Kapoor before he decided to become an actor, and that man has worked very hard for that physique, and he looks great. Looks cool. Absolutely great. So, Sona Kashi Sinha, our last actor to discuss today, her first film was Dabang, which is unbelievably successful. And do you know why it was unbelievably successful, Matt?
Because of Akshay Kumar.
No.
No?
Because of Salman Khan.
Oh, damn it. Right.
Akshay
right.
Kumar is not in it. She has, however, starred in several films opposite Akshay Kumar, including Radhi Rathfor, Once Upon a Time in Mumbai, Dubara 2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I think Dubara is the 2. Once Upon a Time in Mumbai, Dubara. And Holiday, A Soldier Is Never Off Duty.
That one looks okay. Maybe we should watch that one.
Sure.
Listeners, let us know. Is Holiday worth it?
She was also in Son of Sadar, opposite Ajay Devgan, and Dabang 2, opposite Salman Khan, of course. And a film, you know, I continue to mention, Lutera, opposite Ranveer Singh.
Mm-hmm.
She won the Filmfare Award for Best Female Debut for Dabang. And for the most part has done a lot of films opposite major action stars. So she's been the love interest. With the exception of Lutera, which is a very kind of intense and dramatic role. It's an adaptation of an O. Henry story, The Last Leaf. I just think she is mesmerizing. And I hope that she gets more roles where she's not playing the love interest, as we see in Tebar and Dabang and all these other films, but where she is kind of much more a feature lead like you see in Luterra.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch Luterra because I didn't, you know, I didn't see that one. But I don't know, yeah, Tevar, I didn't really see anything amazing in her. She seemed fine. So I'm going to have to explore her filmography to understand exactly what the big deal is.
She's got quite a sassy personality off screen too. I think she'll continue to kind of be big. And I think, you know, like your first debut film, having the opportunity to star opposite Salman Khan, like that's a huge opportunity, and she's really made the most of it.
Yeah, you gotta go for that.
So that brings us to the end of our episode. We hope you enjoyed listening to us discuss all these different actors and a lot of film recommendations. What's the number one film you'd recommend of the four that we discussed today, Matt?
I would definitely go for Bang Bajaburan.
Yeah, me too. But I also, you know, Shah Desi Romance, it's my jam, so I gotta defend it.
You can check both of them out. Like I said, I'm not huge on Shah Desi Romance, but I would definitely not tell someone to not watch it.
And who is your favorite actor out of all of them that we've discussed today?
Definitely Ranveer Singh. He's pretty great, but I'd also put in for Sushant Rajput. He's like an actor's actor.
He is. I think he's great. I would also say Ranveer Singh and also Anushka Sharma. I love them. And I love them together. So we will be back in 2 weeks with our big Halloween episode.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some spooky Bollywood movies.
Yes, so we've picked three horror films that we are going to discuss, and they are Boot, which is a ghost film, Go Goa Gone, which is a zombie comedy, and Ekthi Dian, which is about witches. So stay tuned for our Supernatural episode in 2 weeks. And in the meantime, how can people keep up with the show, Matt?
Well, we've got a Twitter handle, @BollywoodPod. And you can also follow both Aaron and I and let us know what you think of the show. My Twitter handle is @Matt_BOWES, while Aaron, you're
Aaron E. Fraser, ErinE Fraser.
We have a Tumblr for the show, bollywoodisforlovers.tumblr.com. And just look it up on Facebook, Bollywood is for Lovers. You can also rate and review the show on iTunes. We would really appreciate that. Or on Stitcher, where the show is also available.
We will be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.